إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، all praise are due for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise him, we seek his forgiveness, and we seek his help and his assistance subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us beneficial knowledge of his religion that is coupled with righteous actions. Today, inshallah ta'ala, or at this present moment, tonight, we're not going to read from Al-Shama'il Al-Muhammadiyya, but rather we have to deal with the matter that has to be dealt with at this present moment, which is the position of Islam on the attacks or the bombing and therefore which bring killing of innocent people. As you may have already heard, the events that took place in Paris, in France, yesterday. Islam has a clear condemnation of Paris attacks, and let it be known that it doesn't matter. It's not just because of Paris. Whenever these things take place in the East or the West, whether in Asia or in Africa or Europe, Australia, North America, South America, Islam has a clear position which it condemns these attacks and these bombings and the like. So alhamdulillah, this is very important for us Muslims to know. And we have to understand this. This is very important. And we should try our best. Especially now, alhamdulillah, all we have to do is once we hear the information, the statements of the ulama, our noble scholars, who they always bring and talk about these matters, to clarify the matters for the Muslims, and we should talk to the Muslims and non-Muslims, so they can know the clear stance of Islam in these matters, Especially when we hear that some Muslims claim these actions, or the media say that some Muslims were behind this or that. Alayin, I want to read what our noble Shaykh Al-Allama, Al-Walid, Ubayd ibn Abdullah Al-Jabiri, Hafidhahu Ta'ala, has to say, as related to the recent attacks on Paris, because there was some attacks almost a year ago, in January, if you remember. And now there is new attacks that took place yesterday. Our brothers from the Salafi publications in England, in the UK, they asked the Sheikh, our noble Sheikh. So Sheikh Ubaidi speaks about the Paris attacks that took place on Friday 13th of November 2015, yesterday. So the noble scholar from the city of Medina in the United Kingdom, or in the kingdom actually of Saudi Arabia, Sheikh Ubaid Al-Jabiri, Hafidhahullah, may Allah preserve him, Ameen, said regarding the recent incident that occurred in Paris, this is the capital of France, rather they say it and consider it the capital of Europe. So he said, we have spoken about this many times before. Shaykh says. We have spoken about this, meaning these attacks and the like, many times before. That's point number one he mentioned. Point number two, he says, the principle remains the same. Allahu Akbar. The principle remains the same. All Salafis should free themselves from such heinous acts. All Salafis, he says, should free themselves from such heinous acts. Number three, such acts should be warned against. Sheikh Ubayd says, such acts should be warned against in lessons, Friday sermons, social media outlets, newspapers, and other forms of media. That's why I changed the class tonight, based on the advice of our noble Sheikh. Alhamdulillah, and we mentioned certain things before, we talked to certain people, but it's better like this, on a class. When the people, alhamdulillah, gather and they listen to the statements of the ulama. Number three, he says such acts, as we mentioned, should be warned against. In lessons, Friday sermons, social media outlets, newspapers, and other forms of media. Number four, over there in the United Kingdom, the Sheikh says he has Salafi publications in Birmingham. They are experienced and fully aware on how to deal with such things. They are from my students who are also well versed on how to react to such incidents. Number five, the Sheikh says we must all reject and free ourselves from these acts. The Muslims in general, especially the Salafi Yun, those who ascribe themselves to the way of the Salaf, then you have to make sure to understand this point. We must all reject and free ourselves from these acts. Number six, there is no need for repetition, the Shaykh, as these questions have been answered before and the affair is clear. Which is the clear condemnation of these attacks, whether they are in Paris or in Tokyo, in Russia, in Australia, in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, or in Algeria, or in South America, or North America, New York, it doesn't matter where they are. The stance of Islam is clear. So the Shaykh said, so there is the principle here. May Allah bless you, so apply it. Now. Jazakallahu khairan. May Allah reward him. Ameen. And then we have a statement of one of the great scholars as well of our time, Al-Allama Sheikh Al-Luhaydan, Muhammad Salih Al-Luhaydan, Salih Muhammad Al-Luhaydan. The Sheikh Hafidhahullah, who is one of the great scholars of our time, he was asked by our noble brother Hassan al-Somali, Hafidhahullah, from the German town Masjid in Philadelphia. He says, and this is today, by the way, it's today, so it's very recent. You know, this statement is Sheikh Ubayd and Sheikh Al-Luhaydan. These are from the scholars of Al-Islam, from the Salafi scholars. So the people should know the position of the Salafis. The Salafi scholars and those who adhere to the way of the Salaf, they go with the haqq, with the truth. They don't go with the emotion or conspiracies or maybe this or maybe that, because now they say what's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Al-Allama Salih Al-Luhaydan was asked by our brother Hassan al-Somali, Abu Abdullah. He says, this is a question that we present to the Shaykh, the noble father Salih Al-Luhaydan. May Allah preserve him. What is the correct stance towards the terrorist attacks or acts that occurred in France? May Allah reward you and may He subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Ameen. The answer of our noble Shaykh, he said, and remember, this is one of the great scholars of our times. May Allah preserve him and give him a longer life upon obedience. May Allah allow us to continue to benefit from his work. Him and his brothers from the ulama of our sunnah, like those who are still alive amongst them, the like of the Shaykh Salih Al Fawzan and the Mufti, and the Shaykh Rabi' ibn Hadi Al Madkhali, and Shaykh Ubayd Al Jabiri, and Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, and Shaykh Muhammad ibn Hadi Al Madkhali, amongst Shaykh Abdullah Al Bukhari, amongst the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah. May Allah preserve them and allow us to continue to benefit from their work. So he says, in the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Bestower of Mercy, all praise belongs to Allah, and may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the most noble of all the creation, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family, companions, and all those who follow them in goodness. The Shaykh says, no doubt, that which we have heard and that which has been spread about this serious, heinous criminal act shows that is an evil, immoral act. That's what it is. It's an evil, immoral act. It is not ever possible. He said, it's not ever possible that Islam sanctions this nor anyone truthful from mankind who believes in Allah, the Exalted. Everybody who believes in Allah, Muslim who understands, who can sanction these actions, should know these actions are not good actions. He says this is because this is evil, deceit and treachery, causing fear and terror. Likewise, it involves harming those who have no connection to foreign politics and policy. Subhanallah. If those who do it in retaliation, but these innocent people, who they have to do that? The Shaykh, he says, such as women and children and those who are incapable of or may not be incapable, the Shaykh is meaning transgression against them by committing this heinous, serious atrocity. Then he says, thus every intelligent believer condemns this without doubt. Also, the Islamic countries that I have heard, and at the foremost of them is the land of the two holy sanctuaries, meaning the Saudi Arabia, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, severely condemn these actions. The Shaykh, once again, he says, this is a criminal act, these attacks on Paris. This is a criminal act that deserves to be condemned by every believer and every intelligent person. I ask Allah, the Exalted and Most High, to thwart the actions of the people of evil and the helpers of violence and their leaders, the people of deceit and treachery, to thwart their actions immediately without, or to thwart, yeah, right? To thwart their actions immediately without any delay, and Allah's help is sought. That was translated by our noble brother Anwar Wright, Hafidhahullahu Ta'ala. And now we're going to go and read to you a beautiful illustration that was done actually in the light of the attacks on Paris itself. What is it here? That's on there. Okay, by our noble brother Abu Khadija Abdul Wahid from the Salafi publications. Allahu ta'awanu al birri wa taqwa. Alhamdulillah. Naam. Alayyin. This is on January 9th, 2015, if you remember, or if you're not, You don't have to, but the news, and this is something that is documented, by the way, anyway. And our brother Abu Khadija Abdul Wahid, Hafidhahullah, from the Salafi publications in Birmingham, in the UK, may Allah preserve our brothers in there.
Ameen.
He mentioned this. The Salafi, in the light of what happened, remember the Charlie Hebdo matters and the act. He said the Salafi response to the terrorist attacks in Paris, France. Those who they do this, were they forbidding an evil? Abu Khadija, this is long. I'm going to try to read as much as I can. If you can finish it, then inshallah you can. We can do it another time, finish it, or you may finish it yourselves because it's available, alhamdulillah, online. He says the first point that must be made is that these attacks cannot be considered as heroic acts that have once again raised the banner of jihad, as the extremists claim. The Salafi scholar, Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, as we mentioned to you earlier, his name, stated regarding jihad in the view of the extremists. He says, so there are extremists who obligate jihad in any and every situation without applying any preconditions or principles. They do so even if the Muslims are weak and powerless, and even if they do not have a ruler over them. So each one fights the enemy and engages in battle and scrimmages without a legitimate rulership. And they kill the non-Muslims whom it is not permissible to kill. They kill people who have a treaty with the Muslim countries, and they kill those who are protected by agreements and covenants. These are the Khawarij. And they do this in the name of Jihad, the name of Islam, the name of Allah. We seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from such things. He says, so this is extremism and not Jihad. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan said, this is extremism, this is not Jihad. Rather, these extremists, like the Khawarij, like the Al-Qaeda, the ISIL and ISIS and the Boko Haram and Shabab and them, and all those who affiliate themselves with them. So this extremism, he says, these extremists go even further by blowing up homes, residential buildings, and build up areas of cities. They kill Muslims and non-Muslims, young and old, males and females. Males with no mercy whatsoever. With no mercy. They put terror and fear into the Muslims and non-Muslims who live under the protection of the Muslim governments. Then they have the audacity to call that jihad. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan. And we hear numerous things, not just prayers. We hear like in Egypt, these renegades and these rebellious and these extremists, they can kidnap a group, a boss of non-Muslims and ask for money. Or they end up killing some of them to show how serious they are. Nasa'u Allah salamu alayhi. The Shaykh said, after doing all of this and putting terror and fear into the Muslims and non-Muslims who live under the protection of the Muslim government, then they have the audacity to call that jihad. Rather, that is corruption and not jihad. They draw the Muslims into evil, destruction and ruin. Jihad has preconditions and governing principles that are made clear in the books of the of Quranic commentary, prophetic tradition, and Islamic jurisprudence. Then the brother Hafidhahullah, Abu Khadija Abdul Wahid, from the UK, from the Salafi publications, as they abbreviated ISPABS, he abridged from the speech of Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan We said that's what it was. It was a bridge, actually. It was a bridge from the speech of Sheikh Salah al-Fawzan, who's one of the renowned scholars in Riyadh, in Saudi Arabia. So that's number one. He says, secondly, there is not a belief in Muslim except that he finds the mockery of a prophet of Almighty God an abomination and a blasphemous act against the Lord of the worlds, who is the one who sent these prophets as bringers of glad tidings of paradise and mercy, and warners from the punishment of the Lord of creation. Remember, he did this at, like a year ago almost, in the light of the attacks on that the cartoon institution, where they published cartoons talking bad about our noble prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Charlie Hebdo matter. So you understand this. The brother, he continues saying, Muslims do not find it acceptable that any of the prophets of God be insulted, all of them, mocked, or by the way of these cartoons and the like, and made as figures of ridicule, whether that be Abraham, Moses, Musa, Jesus, Isa, or Muhammad. May peace and blessings of Allah be upon them all. And every believer in Almighty Allah, God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every believer in the hereafter finds such mockery and ridicule offensive and called for an act of slander upon the best of mankind. These are the best of the people, the prophets of Allah, of God, that are God sent to the people as a mercy to guide them and to take them out from the darknesses of disbelief and polytheism to the light of monotheism, Islamic monotheism. It is not from justice, he says, kindness, good character, or a good given right to mock the good reputation and honor of another person, especially when that person happens to be one who is regarded as a prophet of God by over 1.5 billion people on earth and the best example for mankind. Because Allah tells us in the Quran, indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you have a fine example. And he was, indeed, as such. You will find non-Muslims, and this is actually documented. You can find it on encyclopedias. You can find it on so many websites that, of course, by the help of Google, you can find these things. You find historians, renowned people, famous people amongst non-Muslims praising the Prophet of Islam. Because they read and they said that they have read his biography, his life. Some of them, they said they have read many times. And they were amazed with the character of this man, his modesty, moderation, tolerance, forbearance, justice, mercy. And they said, indeed, he is a prophet of God. So much so that some of them, non-Muslims now we're talking about, they say, if Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prophet of Islam, is amongst us today, he will have a solution for every single problem of ours. And these are non-Muslims. Likewise, you find in the Forbes or whatever encyclopedia of the 100, the most influential and the best of all the history, they say, number one is who? Muhammad. These are non-Muslims. They say, we got some of them, they says, we've been thinking about Jesus or Muhammad, and finally he says, for the, his credential and his manners and his life and his achievements, he says, we have to put him first. And these are non-Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever amongst you sees an evil act. No, before that, Before that, I skipped a paragraph. Afwan, sorry. Thirdly, he says, forbidding evil has undeniable principles. From the greatest of those principles is that evil cannot be eradicated by using means that oppose the revelation that was sent to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Imam al-Bukhari, one of the great scholars of Islam, stated as a chapter hidden in his Sahih. Knowledge precedes both speech and action. Without knowledge of the Quran, the book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God, sent to mankind, without the knowledge of the Quran and the prophetic tradition, the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person will oppress himself and oppress others, harm himself and harm others, and go beyond bounds in oppression, just like those who claim they are performing jihad by their killing and destruction, yet in reality nothing could be further from the truth. It is not jihad that they are engaged in, rather it is corruption of both the world and religion. He says the Prophet said, whoever amongst you sees an evil act, this is one of the statements of this noble Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, who was sent to all mankind, not just to the Arabs. This is a misconception that certain people put out there, that now he's a prophet of the Arabs or the Arabs, as they mention. They say, no, this is a prophet from God, Allah, the Almighty, the one who sent Noah before, and Moses, and Solomon and David, and Abraham before that, and Isa, Jesus, sent Muhammad. He's the same God, Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of the human being and all that exists. He sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a message to all mankind. So this is what he says. He says, whoever amongst you sees an evil act, then he should correct it with his hand. If he is not able to do so, then with his tongue. And if he is not able to do that, then with his heart, and that is the weakest of faith. This narration is reported by Imam Muslim, one of the great scholars also that compiled the narrations of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are sound and authentic narrations. The Salafi scholar of the 7th century, Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, said, as for hating evil with the heart, then it is obligatory in every situation since there is no resultant harm associated with it. And whoever does not do so is not considered a believer. From his Majmu' Fatawa, volume 28, page 127. So we should hate these crimes. A true believer and a Muslim doesn't rejoice on what happened. Now you hate these heinous crimes. Ibn Taymiyyah goes on to mention that there are two misguided groups with respect to forbidding the evil. The first group abandoned enjoining the good and forbidding the evil altogether, and claim that people should be left alone to do as they please. You see? The second misguided group are the ones who wish to command the good and forbid the evil with their tongues or their hands in all situations, without any understanding, without any forbearance or patience, without any insight or investigation as to what is beneficial and that which is not beneficial, and without any concern as to what they are capable of and what they are not capable of. That's one of the ones. Doesn't matter what can happen after. And because of their ignorance, these are the people, the Khawarij, Sufaha al-Ahlam. They are not upon the understanding of a Salaf, the best understanding, the correct and sound understanding. Another Salafi scholar of the 7th century as well, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, stated, forbidding evil has four levels. Not any Muslim, whenever he sees something bad, oh, let's do it, he take it upon himself to kidnap somebody or to blow up a building. Or land. This is not how it's done in Islam. Now, non-Muslim, they think, okay, all Muslims are terrorists and all Muslims are... Some Muslims, they're just tourists. You know, don't confuse the two terms. Some, because they follow the media and because of some Muslims are doing and causing a lot of havoc and a lot of problems and a lot of chaos. Some non-Muslims, that's what's sticking their minds. They see Muslim, oh, bloodshed. Muslim, I don't know what's under his garment. But that's why we have to do something to let them know that, listen, there are bad Muslims, no doubt. And whatever they do does not represent Islam. Islam frees free from their actions. Islam does not condone what they are, rather condemns what they are. You have to talk to the people. Use whatever you are, in the job, in school, and while you're shopping, talk to the people. Tell them, hey, you hear what happened? Yes. If they say Muslim did it, there must be bad Muslims. What, there is bad Muslims and good Muslims? Yeah, there is bad eggs and good eggs. Yeah, there is bad and good, wherever you go. Yeah, there is evil. And yeah, that may open the door for you to explain to them, give them the stance. If you don't, like I always mention, we learn this from our noble scholars, be prepared. Have a couple of CDs in your pocket, pamphlets, a book, or at least some of the websites where the people, or Twitter, where the people that can get this information. So, this great scholar, once again, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, he says, forbidding evil has four levels. Number one, that evil is eradicated and is replaced with its opposite, meaning the good. Nice. Eradicated and replaced with its opposite, which is the good. Number two, that evil is reduced, even if it is not completely eradicated. Number three, that evil is replaced with what is similar to it. Number four, that evil is replaced with what is worse than it. You see? The first two levels are legislated in the religion as correct, which is to eradicate the evil, and it is replaced by what? But it's opposite, which is the good. The number two, that evil is reduced, even if it is not completely eradicated. The first two levels are legislated in the religion as correct. The third level is a matter of juristic deduction, ijtihad from the scholars. The fourth level is forbidden to embark upon. Try to get rid of an evil and open a can of worms, like they say. And then bring a greater harm. So if you see sinful people gathering together, here's some example now. If you see sinful people gathering together for futile and vain speech, games and amusement, listening to, clapping and whistling, if you know that you can turn them towards acts of obedience to Allah, listening to Quran, reading the Quran, giving mawa'id, attending the classes, the masjid and the like, he says, then you should do so. And if not, then it is better to leave them upon that rather than to make them turn towards that which is greater in evil. Similarly, is the case of a man who busies himself with shameless books and the likes, and you fear that turning him away from these shameless books may cause him to turn to books of innovation, misguidance and magic, then it is better to leave him to the shameless books he was initially busy with. from his book, I'lam al-muwaqi'in. I'lam al-muwaqi'in an Rabbil Alameen. Now then the brother of Hafidullah says, now he says, ponder for a moment over what is contained within these tremendous words of Ibn al-Qayyim and judge the massacres and atrocities that take place at the hands of these extremists in the name of Islam. And you will see that their so-called forbidding of evils leads to greater evils, greater restrictions, greater subjugation of the Muslims, and more people stepping forward to challenge the honor of the noble prophets of God. When we look into the background of these modern day extremists, we quite often find they were involved in criminality, promiscuity, right? And smoking drugs themselves. These are the ones that are like, oh, jihad, Islam. They weren't drugs themselves. They were gang members a couple years ago. Petty crimes, thugs, and other major sins before they were misguided to extremism. From these words of Ibn al-Qayyim, it would have been better for them to have remained upon their sins. Even though that's bad. For them to were crying, doing drugs, which is bad. But according to Ibn al-Qayyim, it would have been better for them to have remained upon their sins and criminality than to have started practicing this extremist deviation. Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, stated, many of those who enjoin the good and forbid the evil go beyond bounds, transgressing the limits of Allah. This is either due to their ignorance or oppression. This is an arena wherein it is necessary for one to be firmly established in Islamic principles, and that is regardless of whether one is forbidding evil that emanates from the unbelievers, the hypocrites, the transgressors, or Muslim sinners. Or Muslim sinners. As you can find in his volume 14, page 482 in his Majmu' Fatawa. This further mentioned or put more emphasis to the fact that those confounded by ignorance, blinded by rage, foolish in thought, and devoid of understanding are the last people on earth who should put themselves forward to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. And these are the Khawarij, like the ISIS. There is no alim with them, there is no scholars of knowledge with them. They just ignorant people. Those who they join them from different countries, you hear their parents or their friends at school tell them they were renegades, they were drug dealers, and they were this and that. Now they speak on behalf of Islam. Now they're the one that establishing what the true Islam, as they falsely claim. He says, now the evil outcome of their deeds, these people, are led bare of the world to see. And ultimately their deeds harm the Muslims and harm the invitation to Islam. Those who embarked upon this venture, carried by their emotions and corrupted concepts of how evil is to be forbidden, are responsible for any resulting harm that afflicts the people. You know. Let's have here the those who embarked upon this venture carried by their emotions and corrupted concepts of how evil is to be forbidden are responsible for any resulting harm that afflicts the people and the Muslims in particular, And we continue, inshallah, after the call to the adhan for the prayer, inshallah. Ta'ala. So for the lack of time, we're going to just skip some of the talk, and we go to the something else that we all should keep in mind, barakallahu fikum, that the extremists in the West will quite often glorify the acts of violence perpetrated by so-called jihadist groups, khawarij, whether they are Al-Qaeda or ISIS, ISIL or Boko Haram or Shabab of Somalia and all Nusra and all who branch from Al-Ikhwan al-Muslimin and all those. Whether it be suicide bombing, beheading of hostages, killing of non-Muslims, etc., one does not see in their speech the condemnation of violent extremism or its figureheads. These are the ones that the FBI and the police and in this Western country, they should pay attention to. Focus on these people who they glorify, the Khawarij and ISIS. Won't you keep an eye on them? Now we have to remember all our responsibility as Muslims and yet as a Salafi. Okay? The Salafi position regarding those who incite or plan terrorist acts such as suicide bombing, kidnapping or killing is that Muslims should inform the authorities. This is what the ulama, the scholars, they told us. You inform the authorities if you know anything. If you see anything, do something. This is regardless of whether these acts are perpetrated in a Muslim or non-Muslim countries. Muslim communities must be at the forefront of stamping out these non-Islamic acts that are done falsely in the name of Islam. The Prophet ﷺ said, there is not a people amongst whom sins are committed and they are stronger than those who commit them, yet they do not prevent them, except that Allah sends His punishment upon them all. The Messenger, our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, described these extremist Kharijites, the Khawarij, whether the Qaeda or the ISIS or the ISIL and all those we mentioned, explaining that they have no understanding of Islam. He said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will recite the Quran, but it will not go beyond their throats. They will exit their religion just as an arrow passes swiftly through its targets. As parents, Naam, you Muslim, you the parents, to have a mighty responsibility to cultivate your children upon the true and correct Salafi understanding of Islam, so they are not deceived by these imposters and liars and criminals. So let us all, barakallahu fikum, stamp out the extremists and their ideologies. And as we mentioned before, many ulama, alhamdulillah, spoke as Sheikh Ubaid himself, that we read to you at the beginning what he says briefly. There is actually a longer condemnation on his part from him almost a year ago, when the first attacks on Paris in France took place. So we should, barakallahu fikum, all of us, try our best. Read more about this matter. These people who they commit these crimes, whether it be in Europe, in Muslim countries, non-Muslim countries, they are not representing Islam. They don't speak for Islam. Even though they say they do it for Islam, for jihad, in the name of Allah, in the name of this. But they are not in reality. They don't follow the principles of Islam. So we need to understand that, so we don't cheer for them. We don't have no sympathy for them. And so therefore we can warn others who they may not know them for real, especially through the media, because these people here, the ISIS eyes are on them, they recruit youths through the internet. Boys and girls, you find girls, 16, 17, 15, they leave their homes and go join these criminals and these terrorists. So try your best, talk to your children, talk to your friends. If you're a teacher in any school, mention this sometimes, warn the children from these despicable acts and from these people behind this, these acts. The imams of the masajid, they should address these matters. And I talk about the masajid of Ahlul Sunnah. And we should all condemn these acts because they are condemned in Islam by the text of the Quran and the text of the Sunnah, the prophetic Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have a lot of work, a lot of alhamdulillah work and statements from the noble scholars from the past, because these Khawarij, they don't just pop up in our time. They were in the time of the companions. The ideology is still different people, different time, but the ideology is the same. Rather, as Sheikh Fawzan, I heard him said once, these are even worse. The first one, they used to engage in combat and the like. These people, they just suicide bombings and killing of innocent people. They have no mercy. And they cowards. They don't go and face an enemy or face the police or face an army. No, they go to a train station, to a mall, a daycare. Who's in a daycare? Soldiers, captains, lieutenants. 3 years old, 2 years old, 1 year old. They have no mercy whatsoever. And they rejoice doing that. No regret. And we're just going to sit there and say nothing about it? This is not from Islam, man. That's why you see the mashayikh, this is anyone who's a true believer or has intelligence should know that this is not from the actions, that no one who's intelligent will condone such actions and agree with such heinous crimes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from these trials. Protect the Muslims from these trials. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us and help us to understand our religion so we can see clearly who speaks for Islam and who's not, and who's using Islam as an umbrella to get to where whatever they want to get to. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get rid of these criminals and to put an end to their cruelty and their transgression. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa taslima kathira. Thank you.